This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Barbara, and she has very compact soil in one area of the yard, and it's affecting her plants. She's noticed that a lot of the buds are not forming like they normally do, and that she tried with the Love Your Soil last season, and this season she also tried the soil conditioner out there. So we wanted to talk a little bit more about it because the Love Your Soil is something where you can actually put down three times in one season in 6 week intervals, and that will do a big change for you as well. So when you put it down on the soil, did you do it at double the rate, or did you just do it at the regular rate that they had on the package?
So I did it at the regular rate. The other thing that I did is I bought a tool. I don't know what it's called. It kind of looks like a pitchfork. Yep. But it also cores the soil.
Okay.
So I went around and did that throughout the garden to see if I could potentially aerate the roots.
Gotcha.
Maybe that would help stimulate it as well. And that was the other question. The other thought process I had, and I need your guidance on it, is when I do that, do I put like compost on top of that, or do I just leave those holes exposed?
Well, so I would, that's one of the things I was going to add for this is, so I would definitely be looking to add compost to what you've done. Okay. So with that Love Your Soil, I want you to use it again, and you could do it today, is double the rate that it says on the package. I know what it says for 1,000 square feet. So 1,000 square feet, it usually says like 6 pounds per 1,000. For 1,000 square feet in an area, I want you to double it. So it would be 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Okay. And so that would be all over the entire area, as well as using this tool that you bought at the same time, right? Maybe it's use the tool to do some of kind of thinning out the soil, those types of things first, then put the Love Your Soil down, so that it's, when you do take out these like core samples, if you will, it's not going to remove the fertilizer the Love Your Soil that you've done. Right. So, doing that. And then anytime you can add any sort of, organic matter, and that's what you'd be doing by putting the compost down, it's only going to help the longevity of the plant, right? It's going to benefit it. And that's what also loosens soil, is organic material, because the long-term effects of having the compost in it is it makes it so it's harder for the soil to compact, mm-hmm. right? So that, in essence, is helping aerate the soil. And so it's doing exactly what you're looking to do, just in a different manner, right? So I'd definitely look at using that Love Your Soil at double the rate, plus using the compost, plus using that tool that you have, because I think it's only going to benefit it. The one thing on this is, so it's not only going to help break up the clay, but it can release a lot of any of the trapped nutrients that are there. And mm-hmm. so long term, it could release, all this excess. So you're going to end up needing to fertilize again later on in the season. So probably, with all those plants, you might not have fertilized like you had always done because it's more established. But this fall, I want to make sure you fertilize those plants at just at half the rate, because by the end of this season, you flush the system a bit and remove some of the excess. And so the plants are going to be looking again for fertilizer. So you're really going to need to just give it something to get through the winter and build from there. But I think this is one of the ways to really make your yard stronger. I think it's going to help it by doing this. So definitely something to do, okay?
Okay. Two quick questions. I appreciate the time you've taken with me.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the hydrangeas.
Sure.
Do I cut off that black that's there, or do I just leave it alone? I mean, there is some green. It's not totally – only a few have gone, totally black. But there are some that, have some green and black. Do I just leave it alone, or do I cut off the black?
So,
the black leaves?
The black necessarily isn't going to come back, right?
Right.
So it would be something that I would clean up and just get rid of some of the tips on it and realize that because of the frost, because it's forming a lot of its buds for the season, you might have less buds on it this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better than the alternative, which would be not having the plant, right? The plant not making it. So it is something that you just got to keep in mind that because of the weather, because of everything, that could be the reason why you're not having the buds, and it's not any other reason other than that. But I'd clean out the black just to get rid of it because it's not going to come back and do anything beneficial for you.
Okay. And one last question. I apologize for that background noise earlier. I was in the greenhouse. What happened is that someone got carried away when they were planting seeds this early spring, late winter, early spring. So now I have three greenhouses full of plants, which is glorious. But I ran out of room, so I had a lot of trays outside.
Gotcha.
So I have to tell you the rest of the story. It rained yesterday.
Yeah.
So I woke up first thing this morning to find trays of snapdragons, trays of zinnias, totally. Some of them were outside of their little pots because they had become so waterlogged. They just.
Yeah.
So while I was talking to you earlier in the greenhouse, I was trying to save them and put more potting soil in there.
Yeah.
Do I leave those? What's your advice? Do I leave them outside, let them dry out, or do I put them in the greenhouse and?
Well, so here's the thing, right? It's supposed to warm up and get sunny today. Outside, it'd be a natural way of drying it out. But, the concern I have for today is just looking at what I was, and I'd have to look in your area, but there might be a good amount of wind today.
Yep, and that's the last thing they need.
Exactly. So there's my concern. Whereas if it wasn't going to be windy, I'd say just put them outside, let them do their thing. But for this moment, I would say, get them into the greenhouse, let the heat of the day from the greenhouse do its thing, and I think you're going to be okay. I think it's going to just help it that way, all right?
That's what I will do. Thank you so much, Patrick. I really
appreciate
all your help this morning.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. That's what we're here for.
Okay. Happy gardening.
She too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ted's in Manchester.
Ted, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you, Patrick, for taking my call.
No worries. How can we help you today?
We have a linden tree that's now had a black coating of, I guess, sap for a couple of years now, and it's already getting those little red spikes on the leaves. And I also noticed some white fuzzy patches under the leaves. So I'm wondering what's going on here and what can I do about it?
Okay. So it's got like little, it almost looks like the tip of a pencil, right? Like, or a pen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So it's a type of gall that's on there.
Okay.
And you also said
the tree is completely black, and I guess that's from the sap leaking out over the last couple of years.
Yeah. So it's a combination of things that's going on for your linden tree. I do have to hit a break here. I don't want to start talking and then get cut off here. So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the linden tree and what's going on. It seems like you have a gall in certain areas. And what is that caused by? We'll go over that and more on the other side. For everybody else, the phone number is 855-660-4261.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we're talking with Ted in regards to a linden tree that has what looks like a gall. They're little, like, spikes coming out of the leaves, correct?
Yes, and also I have white fuzzy patches under the leaves developing.
Okay, so this gall, if you will, they call it a linden gall mite.
Okay.
All right. And it's something that will attack the linden specifically, and it's an insect that causes this, right? So it's a pest that they're laying their eggs in the leaves and feeding on the plant tissue, okay?
Okay.
So usually with galls, you're thinking it's like a disease, but with this one, it's an insect, okay?
Okay.
Now, I know you said a lot of it. Is it fully, like, everywhere is infected?
Well, last year I pulled off probably 800 leaves that had the galls on them, and this year they're already developing, and it's early in the season.
Yeah.
So it's all over.
Yeah. I hate to say it. Here's the way that they say to get rid of it is to remove the infected branches and leaves from the plant and get rid of it that way, right? So that seems like a little extreme for what you have because it would be taking care of everything. So what I'd like you to do is one of the ways to get rid of it would be with like an insecticidal soap.
Okay.
Insecticidal soap works. I'd have to look at the back of the bottle and see if maybe like a more synthetic, like an 8 would work. But
an
they
eight.
Want you want you to spray, the plant as heavily as possible. And with like an insecticidal soap, the downfall of that is they usually only come in like a concentrate, and you can only get so far. Whereas like a 8 has the a hose end version, right, where you can spray everything down. So while we're talking here, I'm looking up to make sure because I can look at the back of the bottle online and see if it does have this, because it is a mite, so it's a small mite that does this. So I just want to make sure that on the label it'll state it for it. So, anyways, continue on with it. So the big thing is trying to control this mite.
Right.
It's not easy, but it can take some time. One thing to look at doing is the areas that are like really bad, like something that has like tons of it. And you'd be able to look at it and say, all right, this may be a little bit more than the other version. That one you might want to remove, right?
Oh, okay.
Parts of it to get rid of it. The other thing is at the end of the season, when the leaves fall, right, we want to get rid of those leaves. We don't want to...
I did that.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
We
just don't want them sticking around, right? Because that's what's going to end up happening. If longevity of it could hurt it. Everything I'm reading up on this is, more of the insecticidal soap. 8 doesn't have on it saying that it can be used to do it. Where is it? Horticulture oil. Actually, what's my active ingredient here? I apologize. I don't remember all the active ingredients on the plants. On the fertilizers. I think it's propiconazole, but permethrin. So the permethrin might actually work on it. It's not saying it. One product that does work is bifenthrin, which is an active ingredient on a lot of chemicals. So that could be something to do to spray the linden tree. Yep. Let's see here. The other thing is, you could go with the permethrin, which would be an 8. The reason being that they say bifenthrin versus permethrin is bifenthrin lasts a little bit longer, whereas the permethrin, which is the active ingredient in 8, doesn't last as long. So I would look at getting a bottle of the 8 product and spray the whole plant to kill some of those mites. And that white fuzzy is starting to cause from the mites as well. I do have to hit a break. If you have more, we'll hang tight.
Yeah, I've got to
fed the birds during the winter. It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News and charged in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely is speaking out for the first time.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges for putting Jordan Neely into a chokehold on a subway earlier this month, told the New York Post that racial backlash is, quote, comical. He said the incident had nothing to do with Neely's skin. Penny also said he believes footage showing what led up to the incident will prove he was in the right. The 24-year-old told the outlet his personality is that of a, quote, normal guy and, quote, quote, not a white supremacist.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will meet with President Biden today at the G7 summit before Biden heads home. The Kremlin not happy with the prospect of Western countries sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Russia's deputy foreign minister saying it's an escalation of the conflict and noted Moscow will take the move into account. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Ted, real quick,
just to
finish up a little bit with these mites here.
Okay.
So one of the things about the mites that I want to make sure I bring up is some of these can overwinter as well. And so what I want you to use is a dormant oil late in the season.
Okay. Right?
Like the dormant oil, what it's going to do is help kill the overwintering females. And that's going to be huge for for next year's mites. Okay.
Okay.
So
what would that be called?
It's a dormant oil, so a horticultural oil. You could use like an all seasons oil from Bonide.
Okay.
Okay. So a couple things with it. So because you have such a infestation with this, it is recommended to use, you know, a spray, like an 8, to kill what you can that's on there.
Okay.
If it wasn't as bad, say it was just minimal, it's really just aesthetically unpleasing. But the fact that it's taken over so much of the plant, that's when we go into trying to control it. So just keep in mind that eventually, you know, if we control some of the insects now, and eventually it's less of this gall that you're seeing, you won't have to spray like this, because there is a predatory mite that is out there that actually loves this type of mite that would eat them.
The tree was covered with ladybugs,
which is
the end of last summer.
And that's a good thing, because those ladybugs are eating those mites, right?
So That's good.
So what's, because it's so bad, that's why we resort to like a, you know, a some sort of spray to get rid of it.
Okay.
But it does, it can work itself out because of the fact that, they have the predatory insects that will go after them.
Okay. Can I just ask you, will it kill the hostas we have underneath the tree if I spray with 8?
No.
Oh, good.
No, it will not. It's not going to kill anything along those lines. You want to spray so it has a drip to it.
Okay.
And if it gets on the other plants, it's going to be fine. It's just it might get rid of any other insects that are below it, or if some of the mites that are still on the ground there. You're going to definitely be fine.
Okay, great. Can I ask you, I have a weird question about my fruitless cherry tree.
Yeah, no problem.
After this odd winter, I found that the bark, the outer layers of the bark, they have actually ripped apart.
Yep.
You can see the fibers between the split. And I found several of these ripped areas from 8 inches to 3 to 4 feet long.
Yep.
Do you know why this is happening? My tree's about 9 inches in diameter.
Yep. So it was the combination of that really cold weekend that we had in January.
Oh, okay.
And then the weather later on in April and the beginning of May. Remember how we had that really cold weather where it was like record breaking. You know, Mount Washington was like 150 below or something, right?
Right, right.
Then we had March into April, we had it where it was like 85 to 90 for a couple days.
Yeah.
And then it went back to cold weather. And so what happens is the cambium starts waking up, and that's the inside.
Okay.
And all the movement of the sap that's in the plants started moving up and down into the plant, started going. But then we got really cold again. And so what ended up happening is the insides, almost the inside where the bark and the cambium meet, so the bark and then that the smooth spot meet.
Yeah.
It in essence exploded.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, you know, not that it makes you feel any better, but I don't know, I can't count how many people I have talked to in the garden center that have had the same exact thing happen.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Aesthetically, it's unpleasing for the plant. You probably noticed that the whole plant is still fine. It's still leafed out.
Yes.
It still did everything.
Yeah.
Now, there's not a lot we can do. I was talking with a colleague who I respect a lot. It's Mike Mahoney, one of the Mahoney family. And he and I were going back and forth on it. And he looked at me and he's like, you know, there's nothing we can do. I'm like, yeah, no, I know. But he and I went back and forth and we found that if it's on one side of the split, one thing we can look to do, because my biggest concern is it's now opened up the bark for insects and pathogens, all that type, right?
Yeah.
So there's my concern. So there is a spray out there. There's also like a brush type where it's a pruning sealer, right?
Oh, okay.
And when you spray it or you use the brush, it's black. So it's not the same color as your bark. But the reason why I want somebody to look at using it is because it's going to basically hold the bark back onto the cambium and seal around so no insects are going in through that split.
Okay.
Because insects and pathogens, all those things want to find an area. Because my other concern is with that split being there, any of the moisture we get during the season is going to go behind that bark, and I don't want it to rot out, right?
Okay, okay.
So today wouldn't be a good day to do it because of the rain that we had yesterday.
Right.
It's looking like a few days, you know, with a little bit of wind, it's going to dry out in there. Because that's I have a lot of concerns with this one because there's so much of it happening. But with the moisture behind it, then you seal it. You're almost creating your own like mold mildew in there, causing it to rot. So we want the air, let it dry out exactly. Then sometimes, and this is what I would do, is just take a box cutter type knife and cut the edges of the split on the outside. So it has a new fresh cut so that when you do spray it, it kind of has something to adhere to the bark on the inside. So just like a nice cut so it's fresh, and then spray it down onto the plant. And what I'd look for you to do is get something to hold it together. Maybe it's getting some burlap or something, some rope to tie it so that it stays in place while that sealer dries.
Okay.
But it's definitely something that has caught that Mother Nature did in the way because it woke the tree up with the warm weather and then said, okay, I lied. It's going to be winter again. And then the sap started flowing and it basically exploded.
Okay. And
I honestly, I don't know how many people I have talked to. It's probably in the high 20s or low 30s of the number of people that this has happened to.
Yeah, I've never seen this before.
Yeah, and it has everything to do with the way the weather went. So, it real, real cold, so our plants just slowed down, and then they saw the warm weather, and they were like, hey, it's spring.
Didn't know what to do.
Yeah, it just confused them. And especially the other thing was the drought last year.
Yes.
Because it makes our plants, that drought, our plants, and you probably noticed it, I noticed it even more, is a lot of my maple trees, those small little seed pods have been flying like crazy this spring. Because what's happening is our plants were shocked last year. This year they're saying, I don't know if I can do this again. I don't know if I can make it through another drought. I'm going to make sure I have other plants as everywhere. And that's why the seed pods are dropping so easily and so quickly. So
I see. Yeah.
Your plants are stressed and they're trying to get, more trees out there because they're not sure if they can go through another drought. So that's kind of what I'm seeing and what's going on.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Can I just ask you when asparagus goes to the little tree?
Yep.
When you don't cut the asparagus to go to the little tree, what's that little asparagus tree called?
So when it goes to
when it keeps on growing, we weren't around to cut the asparagus when it came up, so they grew into little trees, and I'm just wondering what are they called. Something special besides asparagus tree?
I can't think of it. It's the beginning they're called crowns.
Okay.
It's I don't think so. I think it's just because it can be used, like the asparagus. It's almost like a fern. It's like an asparagus fern.
Right. Okay.
That's kind of what it gets to. Because if you notice, like it's just the it's the same form of a fern, but not like fully leafed. It's more of like a wispy, like
yes, yeah.
So I think that's what it would be as part of it.
Now, should I cut that now or let that go to seed?
You can let it go to seed. It's really up to you. It's one of those things where it's there's no wrong answer on to do it.
Okay.
And just realize it could affect the next season because it's gone to this point. But that's part of growing it. So I think, you could definitely cut it back to see what happens, but we're also going into, we're not into summer yet, but we're getting there. So either way, honestly, would be fine.
Okay. Very good.
Alrighty.
Thank you for your time.
All right, Ted, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you now. Bye.
Bye-bye. Right, phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have enough time to bring on a call right before the break. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Richard is in Banton.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have four questions. I don't know if I'll have time to get them in all before the break, but I can wait after the break.
Yeah, definitely. We got about a minute, so we'll definitely start with the first question and then we'll move on from there. We got plenty of time for as much questions as you have. Don't worry about that.
Okay. The first question is how frequently can I apply lime to a lawn? Last summer, I developed a problem in one section of my lawn where a lot of moss started to move in, which was kind of unusual because I've been taking care of that section of the lawn pretty well. But I'm pretty sure what the problem is a low pH.
Yep. Okay. So depending upon the lime that you use determines the amount of times that you can use it. So on the other side of the break, I want to go over with what we can do, because there is a way to lime something three times to really affect the pH. So hang tight. On the other side of the break, we will get right into that. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks you tree and shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees. And it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites, bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Richard in regards to his lawn. And the lawn is starting to, last year as well, bring in a lot of moss. And moss, could be the sign of low pH. Now, question for you. Have you done anything as a for a soil test of any sort?
Yes, I did a soil test quite some time ago to get a, get some sense of where I was with pH and other macro and micronutrients. And the major issue... there are two major issues. One is management of the pH.
Yep.
And in the area that I live, there are a lot of oak trees, which tells you that the pH tends to run low. Mm-hmm. And that's and the soil, there's a lot of clay in the soil. And over the years, this is an old lawn. This lawn is 30 years old at this point. I've added amendments and to just make the soil a little bit more porous, But it is a partially shaded area. The macro and the micronutrients are within range. The only one that's out of range is phosphorus, and that's naturally high. There's nothing I can do to control that. So the one variable that I can control right now, that I need to control, is the pH. The last time I measured the pH, it was around the low sixes. I can't remember exactly. I think it was like 6.3 or 6.4. And I hadn't added lime for a couple of years. And my guess right now, although I haven't done a soil test recently, is that that pH is probably in the high fives.
Okay.
If I don't treat the lawn or the planting areas, the pH level will drift down into the low sixes and high fives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple things here. So moss has a lot to do with the pH, but it also has to do with the compaction of the soil. So
yes,
there's two things I would like to see you do. Obviously, we need to lime, but we need to bring that rate up. And so what I would look for you to do would be like a fast-acting lime, something that is considered a calcitic lime. The calcitic lime would be like a Love Your Soil, okay? Magical from Jonathan Green.
To give you a complete picture, I applied Magical about a month ago.
Okay.
So that's my starting point as I begin this growing season.
Okay. And then when you put it down, did you put it at the regular rate or double the rate?
I put it down at the regular rate.
Okay. So with this, you can actually double the rate because it only lasts for 6 weeks in the soil. So whenever you put it down, 6 weeks from that date, I want you to put it down again, but at double the rate. So it's basically 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, okay? And the reason why I want you to do that is because we're looking to bring the pH level up higher and get it into the mid to high sixes. At the same time, it will control the moss, but it won't control, you know, that clay and everything that's holding the moisture in the soil and allowing it to create the moss here. So that's where Love Your Soil comes into play. Love Your Soil breaks up that clay, but it also releases trapped nutrients that are in the soil. Okay, so what's happening is you could be fertilizing, doing all these things, but the nutrients are trapped, so they can't really go anywhere, and they can't go where it needs, so it sits, which causes the moss to form a little bit easier. So you're going to do them at the same time. So you could use the Love Your Soil and then the Magical the same day, you know, just different spreaders. It could be the same spreader, but like different times during that day. In 6 week intervals, what this is going to do is release those trapped nutrients, slowly break down the clay, allowing the water to go through, which will then in turn help get rid of the moss. Now, I know you have some more questions, so hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we'll get to those. We'll be back in a few.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.